Well, I was quite surprised. I gathered that it had to have been about me, and it was really quite shocking to see. But it wasn't just the personal attack. It was that it was so blatantly sexist as well. It was quite astounding, really.
And after the year you've had, you've announced your standing for re-election again in St. Peter. What have people been saying to you since this started?
Well, I've been amazed by how supportive people have been, actually. They've, throughout the last 10 months, been incredibly kind and caring. And I've tried my best to keep in contact with people, but they have been very understanding, I guess, because so many people have experienced cancer amongst their friends and family. It isn't ideal that it's been a whole 10 months. And perhaps at the beginning, if we'd known that it was going to be such a long time, we would have taken things in a different direction. But it seems that the goalposts have moved somewhat as we've gone along, and it's just ended up being a very long time.
Now, of course, politics can be a pretty dirty business in sometimes, can't it? When you decided that you were going to keep going in politics, did you expect anything like this?
I've spent all my professional life in the public eye, and so you do take it for granted that you won't be liked by everybody, and sometimes you'll expect some criticism. But yesterday's comment really did go above and beyond that, because it wasn't just a personal attack and one of pretty poor taste. It also displayed just the most overt sexism, which I think was so offensive to so many people. And I'm just pleased that Reform Jersey have dealt with the issue very quickly.
And clearly, you've welcomed the move by Reform Jersey. Were you surprised that they moved so quickly on this?
I think they did move very quickly, which is quite impressive. I guess due to the level of public sentiment that was being shown yesterday on Twitter and Facebook, that they had to do something, and pretty quickly, especially as they are already out knocking on doors and talking to people. And if they want to disassociate themselves from a member, they have to do so very quickly.
And what do you think this says about, I suppose, the state of politics in Jersey at the moment, that the campaign perhaps is, for election in October doesn't seem to start it off on particularly well, is it?
I think this is a pretty extraordinary case. And since I've been in the States Assembly, and before when I was dealing with the States Assembly as a reporter, I've only ever experienced sexism twice. And in fact, they've both occasions been from members of Reform Jersey. But I think on the whole, the States Assembly is a very good place to be. I've always been treated with equality and with respect from all of my colleagues. And I actually enjoy the company of most of them. And so I think this is an extraordinary incident, one that won't be repeated. And I don't think there are actually many people in the States Assembly who would behave like this, if any.